Over the past few weeks, new teachers for the Lower Kuskokwim School District have been arriving in Bethel exhausted after 36 hours of travel. That's because they're flying in from the Philippines. One of them is Socrates Embezin. He'll be teaching math and science in Trifornik. In the Philippines, Socrates had been a college math professor in the landlocked province of Tarlac.
It is quite a remote place, because we are situated in a highland, no neighbors, no big numbers around. It's just like this.
In Tarlac, Socrates shared a home with his parents, his sister, his brother, and several nieces and nephews. And he said his family just keeps growing.
And my salary is not increasing that much. So when I got this opportunity, I think right away, oh, this is a chance for me to improve the life that we have at the moment, the life of my family. That's the heart of the Filipino people. We are very close to our family.
Socrates showed me a picture on his phone of his 9-year-old nephew, who he has adopted as his own.
That's him. So he's a big boy now. And I entrust him to my sisters.
Socrates said in return, he will send his sisters a portion of his salary. The three teachers I talked with said they were making 4 to 5 times more with LKSD than what they made in the Philippines. The average income in the Philippines is around $4,000 per year, according to the World Bank. Out of 82 new teachers LKSD hired this year, 10 are from the Philippines. This is the first time that LKSD has recruited and hired teachers from outside the United States. LKSD Human Resources Director Andre Engbertson said the district has historically had trouble hiring enough teachers, but in recent years, she said there's been a severe shortage of math and science teachers nationwide.
It is really at a crisis point everywhere we go. I mean, just not even applicants. We can't even find them.
And then she said a pandemic made a bad recruiting environment even worse for potential hires.
Many, many said, I need to stay closer to home for family reasons or just a fear of COVID, not wanting to leave their home areas, which put us at another challenge of, okay, now how are we going to fill these positions?
That's when Engbertson heard about another rural Alaska school district, the Bering Strait School District, that filled its staffing shortage with teachers from the Philippines. She got on the phone right away.
But the process is fairly lengthy.
She said there's embassy interviews and visa applications and lots of paperwork.
And that just took a lot longer than we expected.
That's why the first teachers from the Philippines arrived in Bethel in September, after LKSD's school year had already begun. When they arrived, they were greeted by several Filipinos already living in town. One of them was Glenda Swope, an LKSD preschool teacher in Bethel who immigrated from the Philippines in 2004. She said she wanted to provide the new teachers a sense of familiarity. She knows the feeling of arriving in a foreign place.
You know, it's like going in a ship that you don't know who is the captain or like you don't know where you go.
Glenda says at least 20 Filipinos live in Bethel. She says some work as teachers like her, some are at the Bethel Youth Facility, but the largest number are nurses. She said many Filipinos came for jobs. Others, like her, came to the U.S. after marrying an American. Glenda says moving from the Philippines to Western Alaska is not as drastic a change as it may appear.
All of them, they said, I feel like I'm home. Yeah, like me too. Like I feel like I'm home because we grew up in a simple life, in a simple way. And we grew up with, close-knit families.
There are other similarities between the Filipino immigrants' old and new home. Several teachers said they brought dried fish in their suitcases, although not salmon or halibut. English is a second official language in the Philippines, and Socrates, the new teacher, said a big aspect of Filipino culture is respect for one's elders.
And the way we show our respect to our elders is by just holding their hands and then putting their hands on our forehead. So we call that mano, mano.
The Filipino teachers say they will be exchanging cultures with the communities they'll be in. New teacher Amparo Faraon says she is excited to be able to share her cooking with her students.
I let them taste sinigang and adobo, pancit. Yes, yes, yes.
The new Filipino teachers are planning to stay at least 3 years on their current visas. But first, they'll need to survive their first winter. After coming from a country with an annual average temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit, Socrates Mbezin said he's excited to feel the cool breeze. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.